Top of the fourth inning, a 4-3 Lake Henry lead. And Sam Hupfer will lead it off against Ben Schrader. Sam Hupfer today for one with a strikeout. And Ben Schrader delivers. Hupfer takes outside a ball, 1-0. And foul back and out of play by Sam Hupfer. And the count, 1-1. The count. Hupfer swings over the top of that off speed, and the count 1-2 to Sam. One ball, 2 strikes. The pitch to Hupfer. Hupfer gives it a ride to left center field, and swung and diving. That's Brian. He can't make the catch. Hupfer digging for 2, and he'll go in with a double. Sam Hupfer has a way, Don, of rounding up these doubles every once in a while, doesn't he?
He sure does, and usually there's about three guys on base or 2 for sure, you know, and he comes up with some big hits.
Boy, Brian Schwungen making a dive at that ball out in the muddy turf out there.
I could tell that was headed to no man's land out there, wasn't it? But the ball did actually bounce now, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. To the plate. Adam Miller, the DH, and Adam will follow this back and out of play. The count 0-1 to Adam. Balls, 1 strike. It's to Miller.
Moved him off the plate a little bit on that one.
Strike called and 1-1. 1-1. And Adam will take high for a ball, now 2-1. Up for the leadoff man here in the fourth inning. He's out at second base with nobody out. And Schrader's pitch low, and it gets by the catcher, Leather, and on to third goes Hupfer.
Kyle thought he had it in his glove. He looked in his glove, was going to check the runner back. I have no ball here.
So now the count 3-1. Sam Hupfer in scoring position at third. Ben Schrader back on the rubber. They're going to bring the infield in on the grass. 4-3 here in the top of the fourth. And Miller, ground ball back to the pitcher Schrader. He'll throw to first. And a 1-3 put out of Adam Miller.
Nice play by Ben Schrader. Check that runner back at third base. I got a feeling if that gets past Schrader, that run scores.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. One out. Bring Cooper Bass to the plate. Hupfer still at third. And Bass swings and misses strike 1. Cooper Bass struck out his first at bat. Pitch from Schrader. There's another swing and a miss. Strike 2. The ball's 2 strikes. On deck for the Lakers, it's Colin Spooner. And a swing and a miss. Bast is out on 3 straight, then 2 outs. We mentioned earlier, no Levi Bast, no Carter Wessel today. Now we've seen.
I don't think they were in the announcing of the players either, were they?
I don't recall. No. And the pitch to Spooner is a ball, 1-0. 1 ball, 0 strikes. Sam Hupfer still at third with 2 outs now. Ben Schrader's pitch. There's a strike called and 2-1, or make it 1-1. 1-1. Four to three our score. Lake Henry leading St. Martin. Spooner takes a strike, and now 1-2. 1-2.
Great opportunity for Lake Henry to put up another run here.
Yeah, they had Hupper at third with nobody out. And the pitch, that's inside. And the count, 2-2.
Ben Schrader, this is who you want to go after here. You don't want to start getting to that top of the order here again.
Nick Dingman on deck for Lake Henry. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three called, and Spooner gets caught looking. That'll end the fourth for Lake Henry. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. 3.5 innings, Lake Henry 4, and St. Martin 3. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening, Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032, and best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. It's great to see hometown baseball at its best, and we're proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the Region 15C baseball tournaments. The fields look great in Greenville and El Rosa, and we're proud to have our roll-off at the Greenville Park. West Central Sanitation is one of the last local family-owned refuse and recycling companies left in central Minnesota. Call us today at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
I'm Mark Doran. Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning and some lineup changes for Lake Henry. Chaz Hennon takes the first pitch from Jordan Schlaper, the draftee from Roscoe, and he pops it up. Shallow center field. Colin Spooner backpedaling. Colin make the catch for the out.
Jordan Schlaper, the draftee from Roscoe, will take over the mound duties here in the fourth inning. They will move Grant Ludwig over to first, Colin Spooner to short.
Second.
Sam Hupfer will take over short. Matthew Quaid will go to center. And Cooper Bass will go to right field. Oh, a lot of changes.
Indeed. Here's Avery Schmitz popping one up over by third base. And Matt Leather with good concentration, as he bumps into the offense, makes the catch for the second out.
Two catches like that over by that fence already.
That'll bring Tanner Arsenault to the plate. And the pitch to Tanner Arsenault, high for a ball, 1-0. Jordan Schlaper, about 6'4", big, tall, lanky kid. Second pitch to Tanner is high for a ball in 2-0. Pitch a swing and a miss by Arsenault. Strike one, 2-1. Balls, one strike, 4-3. Lake Henry leading St. Martin here in the fourth. Little bit high for a ball and 3-1 to Tanner Arsenault on deck. Number 9 hitter Derek Cole. And high ball 4, and Schlaper will lose him. So a two-out walk. And number 9 hitter Derek Cole steps into the box. Derek 0 for 1 so far today. On deck, Brian Schlungen. And the pitch from Jordan is inside and high, ball 1. 1-0 the count. Jordan Schlaper ready. And his pitch, breaking ball. There's a strike called and 1-1.
Good curveball by Jordan.
Yeah, it was.
Put it away. Threw it for a strike.
1-1 one strike.
Sometimes you have to do that. That's what you can get in there. You throw it.
Throw to first and back safely is Tanner Arsenal. Just looking over in the dugout right now, it looks like Michael Slungen has that ice on his shoulder.
Yeah, it does.
Pitch to Cole. He'll follow that to the backstop and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Arsenal takes a two-step lead at first. Here's the 1-2, the Cole. He'll stick to that out, fly ball to right field. Bass there to make the catch for out number three, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We play four here in Greenwald, Lake Henry 4, St. Martin 3. More baseball in a minute on KAFM.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt. Food like Mom and Grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for Cindy's noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is burger night at the Sportsman's Den from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman's Den outdoor concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman's Den. 243-4546. That's 243-4546.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you as we make our way to the top of the fifth inning in the Lake Henry 4-3 lead over St. Martin. Ben Schrader has gone the first four for the Martins, giving up the four runs. Lake Henry, six hits. And we'll face Nick Dingman. Nick, a slow hit ball to short, and Cole is not going to be able to pick it up and make the play on Nick Dingman, and he'll get himself an infield single.
Almost like a check swing, wasn't it?
Really was. It was a ball. Scott Schlungen wasn't going to get to.
No. Stuck his bat out and put it on the grass and beat it out.
Bring Shane Campson to the plate. Seventh hit for Lake Henry. They keep hitting at the ball in this tournament.
Yes, they do.
And Campson will take low for a ball, 1-0. Earlier today, St. Martin defeated El Rosa 4-0. 4-0, eliminating El Rosa from further play this year. Campson follows it to the backstop and the count 1-1. Lake Henry is in this ball game by virtue of a forfeit by Spring Hill. Spring Hill had a number of players coming down with COVID, so they decided in the best interest of all they would forfeit. Going on the pitch is Dingman. Here's the throw by Leeser, and not in time. It pops out of Tanner Arsenault's glove, and Nick Dingman will go into second with a stolen base. The ball got there in time.
Actually, St. Martin's playing this game, aren't they, in
Lake Henry was to play Spring Hill.
Yes.
Right.
So St. Martin has actually taken over that part of it here.
Right. Right. Instead of Spring Hill. But
correct.
Lake Henry qualified for the state
correct.
Tournament by virtue of the forfeit.
Right.
So two balls, two strikes. To Campson, and Shane gives it a ride to right center field. Back by the fence, looking up, it's gone. Brian Schlungen watched that one all the way, and Shane Campson cleared that right center field fence, giving Lake Henry a 6-3 lead here in the fifth.
That kept carrying, didn't it?
It did. I'm looking at the flag in that yard over there. That wind is blowing fairly good yet.
Yeah, going from left to right.
So for the Lakers today, that is their first home run. Nope, Matthew Quaid had one. I take that back.
They had 28 hits coming into this game today. Like Henry, now they got another 8. So they're hitting.
And it'll bring up Matthew Quaid. Matthew is 2-for-2 so far. Single and a home run. And Quaid drills this down the left field line. That's into the corner. He'll take a look and go for two, and he's in standing up with a double, and he is just the triple away from the cycle. So the Lakers are starting to get to Ben Schrader as they are hitting him fairly hard here in the fifth inning. We'll bring a visit from Carl Leiser out of the dugout. Brian Schlungen coming in from center field, so it looks like Brian's going to come in to pitch. Going over to center field will be the right fielder, that Schlungen, that is Matthew Schlungen. So we'll get this all ironed out once we come back. We're going to take a one-minute timeout on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty. There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure that you'll get helpful energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country, and they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store or for bulk fuel delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy and Don back with you in Greenwald as we have a pitching change for St. Martin here in the fifth.
Brian Schlungen will come in the fifth inning here to take over the mound duties. Looks like Matthew Schlungen will move from right field to center field. Ben Schrader will go to right field.
Ben will stay in the ball game. And here at the plate, it's Grant Ludwig with Quaid at second and nobody out. Two runs in for Lake Henry in the fifth. The first pitch from Brian Schlungen is a strike called, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Swing and a miss by Grant Ludwig and 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Brian Schlungen, his pitch is low for a ball, and now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Quaid takes his lead at second. 6-3, Lake Henry leading. And fouled to the backstop by Grant Ludwig. The count stays at 1-2. Brian Schlungen working with his battery mate, Kyle Leiser, behind the plate right now. And the pitch to Schlungen. A curveball that, or make it a pitch from Schlungen to Ludwig. A curveball that Grant swings and misses. He's out on strike.
Grant just punted himself on the helmet with that bat. He said, that was dumb. Didn't get a hold of that one. I think that would hurt.
Yeah. To the plate, Matt Leiser. Matt, 1-for-2 so far today. And Brian's pitch is a strike called, 0-1 to Matt Leiser. Matt's made some nice plays out in the field already.
Yes, he has.
The 0-1 pitch, low, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Brian Schlungen looks back to Quaid at second. Here's a ground ball to the right side. Tanner Arsenal will field cleanly and throw to first. 4-3 on the putout of Matt Leiser, and on to third goes Matt Quaid.
Productive at bat for Matthew Leiser again there. He hit the ball to the right side. Gave Quaid a chance to go from second to third instead of putting it on that side there. That's a, to me, that's a productive out.
Here comes Sam Hupfer to the plate. Sam one for two with a double. And he'll follow this back and out of play in the count 0-1. Oh, on the count to Sam Hupfer. Wait at third, and Hupfer takes a strike call in 0-2. The ball's two strikes. And the pitch from Brian Schlung, and a swing and a miss. Hupfer out on strikes, and that'll end the Lakers' fifth inning. They come up with two runs on three hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played 4.5. It's Lake Henry 6, St. Martin 3. More baseball in a minute here on KASN.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
Here we go, bottom of the fifth inning. Brian Schlungen will lead it off against Jordan Schlaper, the draftee from Roscoe. And the curveball is a strike and 0-1. Brian, a ball and one ball, one strike. Six runs, nine hits, two errors for Lake Henry as Schlungen bloops this over Colin Spooner's head into right field, a base hit.
Oh, that just cleared Colin Spooner, didn't it?
Yep. So Schlungen with the base hit, leading off the fifth, and it'll bring Scott Schlungen to the plate. Three runs, five hits, no errors for St. Martin.
Scott's still looking for his first hit yet, isn't he?
He is. Quick throw by Jordan Schlaper. Brian Schlungen slides back to first. And Jordan Schlaper working from the stretch. His pitch to Scott Schlungen, curveball, a little bit low in that strike zone. The home plate umpire and the count. Scott Schlungen at 1-0. Scott rips it to right field. That's a solid base hit. He does pick up his first hit of the regional. And the Martins start things off with back-to-back singles here in the fifth.
Well, we're looking at right here. We could end up with a tie game and one swing of the bat here. That tying run at the plate here.
And Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle so far today, 0-2. Brian Schlungen at second, Scott Schlungen at first. Grant Ludwig playing behind Scott at first. And Jordan Schlaper on the mound. His first pitch to Kyle Leeser is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch. There's a breaking ball strike in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jordan Schlaper comes home. Breaking ball. A little bit low to Leeser and the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike. They kick the pitch. Leeser, a ground ball foul down the third baseline. And the count, two balls, two strikes. Boy, he pulled that trigger just a little bit there
early.
Yeah. But You know, had that been fair, that might have taken a one hopper to Matt, too, and he could have turned the double play on him.
He could have. You see when South Jordan pitches here out of the stretch. He's a little different pitcher out of the stretch.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-1, nobody out in the fifth. Ooh, and a nice pitch there to Leaser. Finishing a little bit outside in the count full at 3-2.
Jordan looking for that call. He would have loved to have seen that one get rung up.
Three balls, two strikes. Shane Campson setting that target low, and ball four. So he'll load him up. Now Shane Campson out to have a word with the right-hander and with the infield. The infield will, at least the corners will play in as Jalen Arsenault steps to the plate.
I think I'd give up a run here for two outs.
Jalen swinging a hot bat, 2-for-2 in this ball game, and the breaking ball from Jordan Schlaper is a strike in 0-1. The ball's one strike. Another curveball, that's a called strike, and 0-2.
That was a good pitch from Jordan. He could slowed it up just a little bit more, took some off, and kept it on the outside corner to Jalen.
And pitching from the windup here.
Yeah, it's different.
And a shot past Grant Ludwig into right field. Spooner Field throws to first, and no play, as everybody will be safe, and an infield single for Jalen Arsenault. 3-for-3 in this ball game. And the Martins score one.
Playing station to station here, aren't they?
Now 6-4.
That one was hit right where nobody could do much.
Nobody could do anything.
Stop
right.
It from another run scoring. If that gets past Spooner, it's another run.
Scott swung into third. Kyle Leaser to second. Over at first, Jalen Arsenault. And at the plate, it's Matthew Schlung in the first pitch to Matthew. Ball high, 1-0. And low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Lakers looking for an out here in the fifth. That pitch high and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Jordan Schlaper. His pitch, high ball four, and he'll lose him, forcing in another run. And the bases remain loaded, and Keith Leaser has other plans right now. He's going to stay in the dugout at least for now. 6-5 our score here in the fifth. Second walk of the inning. There's been three hits, and it's Chaz Hennen at the plate. And the pitch to Chaz is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch high and 2-0. 2-0 the count.
Getting a little frustrated with himself here, Jordan is. He needs to get settled down here by Keith. It's a good move by him to go out there. And I've seen this with Jordan. He gets a little bit frustrated in himself and can't find that strike zone then.
Well, no strikes to count. We got a break in the action here. Region Baseball brought to you by our Region 15C sponsors. Those fine folks over at Albany and Richmond A&W, Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove, Garland Supply of Stock Center, Meyer Grove Co-op at QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich Stock Center in Long Prairie, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Freeport State Bank, Birchall's Big Arena, Scooters Trekking, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, and Rambo. The pitch two, Hennen inside, and the count 3-0. Tying run over at third base for the Martins. 6-5 here in the fifth inning. Jordan Schlaper ready, the 3-0. There's a strike and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Schlaper works from the stretch now with the bases loaded. he'll peer down to Shane Campson. The right-hander's pitch, and that's outside, ball four, and he walks in another run. So the game is tied at 6-6 here in the fifth. Three hits and three walks in the fifth. Yikes. And it'll bring Avery Schmitz to the plate. Still nobody out.
Got to let them put it in play here. Got to let your defense play.
And the first pitch to Avery Schmitz is out high, outside high, a ball, 1-0.
Once you can't find that strike zone, you just keep pushing a little harder, and it seems to make it worse.
It does.
You start aiming. Just get up there, grab the ball, and just let her rip.
There's a strike called, and 1-1 to Avery Schmitz, and popped up in foul ground, Matthew Leeser. Now, coming back in fairground, makes the catch. I think that might have been a fair ball.
I think it might have been. If that had dropped, I think it would have been.
So one out. Schmitz the pop-up. And Tanner Arsenault to the plate. 6-6 our score here in the fifth. Pitch to Tanner Arsenault as the ball low and away, and 1-0. With a count, Arsenault will take inside and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Tanner, the number nine man, or number eight man, Derek Cole, the number nine man on deck. The pitch up stairs and 3-0 now to Tanner Arsenault. Three balls, no strikes. There's a strike called and 3-1. 3-1 the count. Base is loaded. Vern Schlaper delivers and Arsenault fouls it back and out of play in the count at 3-2. Three walks in the inning, three hits, and three runs so far for the Martins. 6-6 the pitch, and Arsenault pops this one up foul. Shane Campson giving chase, as well as Grant Ludwig, and as you can hear, it goes foul off of the press box, and the count at 3-2 yet.
It's over in the other section.
Yes.
PA announcer. So we're safe here.
Three balls, two strikes.
No one out.
This is a state tournament seeding game. Loser of this ball game gets the number 4 seed out of 15 seed. The winner will get a chance to improve. Tomorrow in the pitch two, Arsenault is blowing outside, and Jordan Schlaper loses him and walks in the go-ahead run.
Three that he's walked in this inning now.
That'll bring Keith Leeser to the mound, and we're going to get a pitching change here for Lake Henry in the fifth inning. With four runs in and still the bases loaded, with that pitching change, we'll take a one-minute timeout.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates along with amazing insurance coverage. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop by their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance Company, your local company for home and farm insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reassurance Company.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
And we're back after a pitching change here in Greenwald in the fifth inning. And Don, a new pitcher for Lake Henry.
Yeah, Tori Umshai, number 18 for the Lakers, will come in and try to stop the bleeding here a little bit. So base is loaded still yet with only one out. So Tori, I've seen him throw a little bit. He's a young man, so it's an don't know much about him either as far as pitching.
Derek Cole will be the ninth man to bat for St. Martin. The base is loaded yet for the Martins. They have scored four. They've taken the lead 7-6 here in the fifth inning. And Omshide, his first pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Here's Cole, a ground ball to third. Leaser goes home with it. Here's Shane Campson. Nope, he's not going to throw it at all. Omshide will get an out and two outs in the inning. Cole safe at first. That'll bring the top of the order and Brian Schlung into the plate. So fielder's choice going 5-2. Matthew Schlung out at home for the second out. On to third goes Chaz Hennon. To second goes Avery Schmitz. And to first, no, actually, to second goes Tanner Arsenault. And to first goes Derek Cole as Schlungen drives it to right center field. Now the right fielder there to make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the fifth inning. They score four runs on three hits. There were no errors and three men left on base. We have played five complete. It's St. Martin 7, Lake Henry 6. More baseball in a minute on KAMS.
Soak up your summer savings today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited V6 with blind spot monitoring for only $271 per month. Or lock in employee pricing on the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Lease it today for only $356 per month. Don't delay. Soak up your savings today at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free five-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Here we go to the top of the sixth inning. And Brian Schlungen working now with the lead after the Martins score four runs in the bottom of the fifth.
So you watch Brian Schlungen when he catches for the Martins. Now you watch Kyle Leeser when he catches for the Martins. After they're done with warm-ups, they never stand up and throw to second base. Throw from their knees. I think they got some good shots.
Yep. It'll be Adam Miller, the DH, coming to the plate. Adam 0-for-2 so far today. First pitch strike to Adam in 0-1.
Adam was going to tie this game up with that swing.
7-6 Martins here in the top of the sixth. And Miller, another big swing and a miss, strike two.
I like Adam up there. He doesn't get cheated on his swings.
Balls, two strikes. Bounces up to the plate, and the count 1-2. 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Martins. 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. Brian Schlungen ready. His pitch, Miller pops this one up right by home plate. Brian Schlungen makes the catch as Kyle Leeser was looking up in the sky trying to find that baseball, and Brian had a better angle on it, 1 out. Bring Trent Wentland to the plate. In for Cooper Bass. Cooper had struck out a couple times. And the pitch to Trent Wentland is a strike called and 0-1.
Young man, too, here, Trent Wentland. Not very big, is he?
No, not very tall. And pitches low for a ball and 1-1 to Wentland. One won the count. Here's Brian Schlungen's pitch. There's a strike called and 1-2 now. 7-6 our score here in the sixth. And the pitch to Wentland, check swing. He went around and out on strikes. two outs. And number nine hitter Colin Spooner to the plate. I know up at the Greenwell Pub tonight, they're going to have a street dance.
Yeah,
stick around in town and enjoy the street dance tonight over at the Greenwell Pub. Pitch two, Colin Spooner, a ball, 1-0.
Did I hear you were the main attraction, the disco dancer?
No, no.
That was a rumor?
That was a rumor, right. Here's Spooner tapping at the first. Jalen Arsenault will field it, and he'll run it to the bag. And the Lakers go quickly here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5, St. Martin 7, Lake Henry 6. More baseball in a minute on KSM.
In farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don back with you in Greenwald. We make our way to the bottom of the sixth inning and for St. Martin. It'll be Scott Schlungen leading things off.
He'll face Tori Umscheid.
Scott Schlungen so far today, 1-for-2, was hit by a pitch and had a base hit, scored a run in his last at bat. Pitch from Tori Umscheid is low for a ball, 1-0. Looking at the scoreboard over at Marthaler Field at Minnewaska, Regal leading Painesville 1-0 after five innings. Regal over Painesville 1-0 after five. And Twins over Kansas City right now, 4-2 in the seventh inning. Followed back by Scott Schlungen. The count 1-1, and now Umscheid's pitch is high and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Pitch high and inside, and now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. The count to Scott Schlungen leading off the sixth. There's a strike called and the count full 3-2.
I don't think Scott thought, well, how am I supposed to hit that one?
3-2. Umscheid, his pitch, and that's in the dirt, ball 4. So leadoff walk. We'll bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle batting for a fourth time today, has walked once, scored a run. Last inning was a big inning for the Martins. They scored 4 to take the lead. And the pitch, low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Tori Umscheid looking over to first. Scott Schlungen with the lead. The pitch, low again, and 2-0. That's got Shane Campson. So Shane's slow getting up. See where that got him, Don?
No, I didn't.
Stretching out his one leg.
Probably on the inside somewhere where there's no protection. I think that really kind of burns.
7-6 Martins here in the bottom of the sixth inning. See, Martin won earlier today over El Rosa, 4-0. Here's Omshad's curveball. That's a beauty. A strike and 2-1. One to count. Scott Schlungen takes that lead at first, and the pitch low for a ball, and now 3-1. Tori Omshad delivers, and Kyle Leeser ground ball fouls. His dad, Carl Leeser, able to scoop it over in that third base coach box. Count full at 3-2.
He hits it like he normally does, Kyle. I think Carl's going to probably get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. That one had a little bit off of it. 3-2. The pitch. And Kyle, another foul ball down third base line into the corner.
It'd be Carl, I think I'd be moving back a little bit. Tori keeps throwing him that inside curveball.
Kyle is able to turn on those last couple pitches. Thanks for listening to us today on KASM 1150 AM. Tori Omshad ready. Here's the pitch, and Leeser will foul another one back and out of play. Count stays full at 3-2.
What a fastball there, Tori did.
A little bit up in the strike zone.
Pretty much in the wheelhouse for Kyle, I think, wasn't it? He likes it.
3-2 the count. Scott Schlungen leads from first. Nobody out yet in the sixth. And outside ball four. So back-to-back walks by Omshad. A lot of free passes to Martin hitters today. That is the sixth walk, and there's been a hit batter.
The last two innings, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. And to the plate, Jalen Arsenal. Jalen takes a strike call to 1-1. 7-6 the score. St. Martin leading Lake Henry. Shy pitch and a swing and a miss by Jalen Arsenal. Strike two.
Jalen's goes, man, come I didn't hit that one. He was talking to himself after that swing.
Yes, he was. 0-2 the count to Jalen. There's a ground ball that is going to be knocked down by Sam Hopper, but no play in the infield. So I think Jalen's going to get another infield single.
Oh, that should be a hit.
His fourth hit of the day. And it'll load him up again with nobody out. Scott Schlungen at third. Kyle Leeser at second.
Fourth hit of the game.
Fourth hit of the game.
He had three the game before.
Exactly. That'll bring Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Base is loaded. Nobody out. And the pitch from Omshad is high for a ball. 1-0. The count. Here's a shot past Leeser at third. That's into left field, the base hit. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and it's now 8-6, Martins. Going to bring Chaz Hannon to the plate. Two walks, two hits here in the 6-4 St. Martin. And Chaz takes a breaking ball for a strike in 0-1. The Omshad pitch outside, a ball and 1-1. 1-1. Kyle Leeser at third, Jalen Arsenault at second, Matthew Schlungen at first. Nobody out, the 1-1 pitch to Chad. Kaz Hennin fouled back and out of play. And the count 1-2.
Kaz has been on this Martin team for a few years.
Yes, he has. Yeah, quite a few years. One ball, two strikes. The kick and the pitch. Strike three. Chaz is out on strike. So out on strikes is Chaz Hennin. Avery Schmitz to the plate. And it'll bring Ryan Messer to the plate. He is pinch hitting for Avery Schmitz, and Messer fouls it off. And the count 0-1 to Messer. Two ball games here today. This will be it, and then we'll have another game at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Pitch in the dirt. Gets by Shane Campson, and nobody, including Kyle Leaser, doesn't want to advance. Kyle with that bad hamstring right now. And the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Again, Randy has defeated Don. Like the attendance.
Which Randy are you talking about?
Randy Rothstein.
No. Okay.
Here's Messer bowling it off. And the count, two balls, two strikes.
That was a little too quick for me to make that pick. I wasn't done counting yet. So.
Yep, we were under the 250 mark for each game here. So total between the two games today was 479. As Omshad on the mound, bases loaded. Messer takes strike three called, and he is caught looking. So two outs. Hennin and Messer out on strike. And it'll bring Tanner Arsenault to the plate.
Well, we weren't that far off, Randy.
Tanner Arsenault gives it a drive to right center field. Wendling coming hard. That's going to fall in. It's going to score two more. On his way to third is Matthew Schlungen. And Tanner Arsenault with an RBI single. So Kyle Leaser and Jalen Arsenault both score. Matthew goes to third. Tanner Arsenault on at first. The Martins, again, have sent eight men to the plate here in the inning. And the pitch outside, a ball, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes to count to Derek Cole.
25 was the difference, Randy.
I still win.
I know.
Yeah.
Just wanted you to know that it wasn't that far off.
Okay. Really. Gary Cole at the plate to count one ball, one strike. And Cole, a line drive caught by Matthew Leaser at third, and that will end the sixth inning for St. Martin. They score three runs on three hits. There were no errors and two men left on base. We played six. It's Lake Henry and St. Martin. St. Martin 10, Lake Henry 6. More baseball to come in a minute on KASN.
Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing. And we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect.
Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.